Welcome to the Ridiculously Efficient Podcast. I'm your host, Marisa Brassfield, and this episode is about building a future-ready team. Right now, we are in the messy middle of an enormous change with everything about work. Let's start with where we work. 100 years ago, we worked in factories. 30 years ago, we worked in offices. During the pandemic, we all went remote. And now companies are trying to get team members back into the office, even if it's for a day or two a week. But if you ask me, that genie is out of the bottle. Then there's how we work, which is alongside increasingly powerful technology. Generative AI is affecting all of knowledge-based work and white-collar work, enabling algorithms, large language models, and agent-based workflows to take on a lot of the mouse clicks and messy first drafts of everything from writing to coding. At the same time, robotics and sensors are affecting jobs that require manual labor in fields like manufacturing, shipping and logistics, farming, and food production. And all of this is changing why we work, which encompasses everything from the economy to the cost of living. Right now, we still need to make a living or to earn money to cover our basic needs for ourselves and our families. Yet even here, we see the rise of creator businesses that don't have offices, staff, SOPs, physical products, or even services that remain the same from year to year. All of these changes, and many more that I haven't mentioned, are happening concurrently at different rates. So any team with an expectation of returning to some kind of normalcy or the way that things used to be is set up to fail in some regard because that expectation is no longer reasonable. It's time to build a culture of adaptability, which is the willingness and ability to change and thrive in different conditions. So what does that mean? There are three key qualities as far as I'm concerned. One is openness and flexibility. Two, the ability to learn new things. Ideally, this is somewhat self-directed, although not everyone is wired this way. And three, creative problem solving, or the ability to make decisions in uncertainty and iterate your way to a solution. So what can you do about it this week, today, and right now to build a more future-ready team? First, review your existing team ceremonies, any recurring meetings or touchpoints, and see where you can incorporate reflection on what your team is learning, the new skills and knowledge they've acquired over the past week or even in the past day. This could be as simple as a prompt in your regular team meetings, like, what's one thing you learned last week? What's one thing you learned yesterday? Next, celebrate experimentation that leads to improvements in your processes. This is something that can happen at every level of the organization. But basically, the idea to have a hypothesis, pursue it using the scientific method, launch an experiment, see what happened, report back, iterate, try again, and ultimately, hopefully lead to a breakthrough or a discovery. Another thing to consider is to evaluate negative incentives. These are the moments in your team culture, or perhaps even in your personal leadership, where you may penalize adaptability. For example, let's say you have a team member using ChatGPT and you don't want them to, and you call them out in front of the group. Immediately, you've set the expectation that no one is to use ChatGPT, which also blurs a line. Does that mean Claude? Does that mean Microsoft Copilot? It's a dangerous precedent to set. A much better move would be to recognize and acknowledge how they're proactively thinking about how AI might affect their role and their workflow, and then to follow that up with a suggestion that as a team, you come together and contribute ideas for the company's expected AI use policy. Notice I didn't say acceptable use policy. The expected frame is acknowledging as a business that you expect team members to use technologies that can help them do their work even better. When you create an environment where everyone can contribute to the policies that the company is using regarding emerging technologies, you create a reason for people to start experimenting with them, to imagine how their role might change because of technology, and importantly, to identify where they as humans create unique value inside of their role, inside of your business, and for your stakeholders, whether their role is dealing with investors or customers or vendors or clients. Everybody has a role to play in supporting the human relationships that keep your business together. And honestly, that is a wonderful place for technology to play a supporting role so that humans can be present with other humans and build those relationships based on trust. Remember, change isn't slowing down and it isn't stopping. So now is the perfect time to start practicing all of the mindsets and habits that would enable your team to be even more adaptable, even more resilient, and ultimately ready for the future. I'm Marisa Brassfield, and be sure to subscribe to this podcast to hear more episodes just like this. Talk soon.